Thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening. And we do pray that God would really bless you this morning as you listen once again to another portion from His own precious Word. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we have classes for every age, and we invite you to come. Bring your families, bring your Bibles, and just be with us in these services. And then at 11 o'clock this morning is our morning worship service. And of course, you're welcome to come to this service. Then tonight, we have our prayer service beginning at 4 o'clock, and then at 4:30 is our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So these are our regularly scheduled services, and you're welcome to come and bring your Bibles, your family, and worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. If you're looking for a place where you can worship God, where you can find out what God's Word says to you, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. We welcome you to come. If you have questions or comments concerning the things that I preach over this radio station or the things that Independence Baptist Church believes, you're welcome to address me with any and all of those questions. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those things. If you have questions also concerning the things that we believe, you can check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's independencebaptist.org, one word, and you'll find many things there concerning the things that we believe at the Independence Baptist Church. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 4, and verse 3. That's 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 3, and think on the subject, trusting in the things of God. The Bible says, "And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." Israel and the Philistines are constantly warring one with another. And this battle that we see before us in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4 is just one of a long stream of battles. But in this battle, we find that Israel has lost. The Bible states in verse 2, "And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men." We find here that the Israelites lost the battle. Not only did they lose the battle, but they lost 4,000 men. And then we find in verse 3 that the people were confused and they wondered why God had let them be defeated. Notice what they said in verse 3. "And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" We'll notice in verse 3 that the elders of Israel are the ones that do not understand what is going on. They are the ones that are the leaders of the nation of Israel, and they are the ones that do not understand. And they ask this question, "Wherefore hath the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines?" Here's the thing, folks. Instead of the elders of Israel asking God and falling on their face before God and praying for understanding about why they have failed, instead of doing all of that, they decide what they're going to do is that they're going to get the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh and bring that Ark unto the people. Therefore, the Ark will save them. Notice very carefully the point. The title of the message is that people are trusting in the things of God, and actually trusting the things of God instead of trusting God. You see, these elders of Israel, they do not try to find out why they have lost the battle, but instead they call for a new plan of action, a new plan. They're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant in that it might save them and deliver them, and that it would cause them to win the next battle. What a story this is. You know, a lot of times in people's lives today, they believe that they're a failure. And actually, a lot of people are, because the devil is overcoming them. The world is overcoming them. Does that fit you? Are you victorious in Christ Jesus? Do you know that you have the victory over sin in your own personal life? Or is the devil having his way with you? Are you continually bombarded with sin and you cannot overcome it? But now listen, you can have the victory, but you will never have the victory by trusting in the things of God. But you can have the victory only when you trust in God Himself. Folks, listen, it's good to read the Bible, but only God can give you the victory. Let me tell you, it's good to read books about the Bible, but only God can give you the victory. A lot of times, people will contend themselves with reading those small devotional books every day. You know, the ones you get in the mail, and that's fine. But let me tell you, the victory is not in reading those little devotional books, but the victory is in God Himself. You see, Israel here in this place in the 1 Samuel chapter 4, they are trusting in the thing of God and not in God Himself. They are trusting in the ark of God and not in God Himself. Many churches today are also losing the battle for victory in Jesus Christ. Many churches today realize that they're not reaching the people they ought to be reaching. And so instead of trusting God, they began to develop new plans, new programs of action, new almost anything, instead of just simply trusting God and doing what God tells them to do. Notice in the book of Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 through 16, the Bible states that Christ is in the midst of His kind of churches. You know, when churches today have no power, it is very seldom that they fall on their knees before a thrice holy God, seeking His favor and asking Him to forgive them of their sinfulness. Think of this, folks. Churches today do not repent of their sins. Think of this. Individuals seldom come before the church asking God to forgive them of their sins. Seldom does a nation fall on their knees before God and ask for forgiveness of sins. Oftentimes, we ask for the blessings of God, and that's good. But listen, until we ask God to forgive us of our sins, to forgive us of our wickedness, and turn to God from that wickedness, we cannot expect to receive the blessings of God. Today, churches have very little power as far as Holy Spirit power. There's a lot of emotion that goes on in a lot of churches. There's a lot of plans and a lot of programs. There's a lot of excitement, fleshly speaking. But what about that excitement that comes from the Holy Spirit of God, comes from the Word of God, comes from a dedication to the things of God? Where is that? Is it in your life? Do you have victory in Jesus Christ? Do you have hope? Do you have help? Listen, this plan that the Israelites have, let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us. That when, get this word, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. Do you see that Israel is depending upon the Ark of the Covenant to save them? They are not depending upon the God of the Ark of the Covenant. Rather, they are trusting in things and not in God Himself. What a difference this would make. Notice also, in 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 5, the Bible says that the people were very happy with their decision to get the Ark of the Covenant and trust that Ark of the Covenant. Notice what the Bible said here in verse 5. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, now get this, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. Wow, look at that. The Bible says that when the Ark of the Covenant came into the camp of the Israelites, they were so excited, they were so glad, they were so happy, they shouted, literally shouted for joy. And the cry of their glad shout went up even unto the camp of the Philistines. They were very happy. Israel was trusting in a thing, but not in God. They were very happy, and so it is today. A lot of people are trusting in things, and they believe they've turned over a new leaf to serve God. And they're very happy in their decision. But oftentimes, it's the wrong decision because they're not trusting in God. Just a pure faith, just coming before God Himself. Rather, they're trusting in a lot of plans, a lot of programs, a lot of anything else but in God. The reaction of the Philistines is very, very interesting to note. In verse 7, the Philistines say, God is come into the camp. And they say, the Philistines say, woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. You see, Israel is happy with their new plan, and the Philistines are scared silly. They are, woe unto us. They are in a terrible predicament. They believe that God has come into the camp. But let me ask you the question this morning. Has God come into the camp of the Israelites? Has God come into the camp? That's the question. The Philistines say God is there. The Israelites believe God is there because they have the Ark of the Covenant. But the fact is that God is not there. God is not in the camp. Let me tell you, folks, there's a vast difference in trusting the things of God and God Himself. What is the end result? Notice, if you would, the Bible states here in verse 10, and the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. Now we must notice this comparison right away. The Bible states in verse 2 that on the first day of battle there were 4,000 Israelites killed. But on this next day of battle there was 30,000 killed. The Ark of the Covenant did them no good. It's just like trusting the things of God today. They will do you no good. But listen, if you want life and liberty, if you want freedom, if you want the things of God, you must trust God Himself. It will do no good to trust all the things of God. You know, today, a lot of folks are trusting their church membership to get them saved. And they're still lost. The end result of it is that there's going to be a judgment one of these days, and every soul will stand not before the things of God, but every soul will stand before God, and every soul will give an account of themselves to an almighty and holy God. In those days, your church membership, the thing of God, will not mean anything. In that day, when you're trusting in your baptism that you might be saved, that will mean nothing at all. You must trust God and God alone. I know this, that after you are saved, works follow. But Jesus alone is the one that grants eternal life. Jesus Christ alone is the one that saves lost, hell-bound, and hopeless sinners. You can trust things all you want to trust them. But let me tell you, you'll never, ever go wrong trusting God Himself. And even God without anything. Just trusting the Almighty and the Holy God. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us. Once again this morning, we do appreciate you listening to this radio broadcast. And we trust that God will bless you this morning.